are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. And on the line, we are joined by Umama Sango. I just need to declare, kuse manje, she's one of my favorite ladies there at church. Yes, she does our Sabbath school lesson at church, Sunje. This week, I feel honored. You want to this week, G. Yeah, it's all about us. Anyway, so Mama Sango is joining us on the line to take us through our quarterly lesson. We are on quarter four, lesson number three, God's Call to Mission. Mama Sango, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Ma, thank you so much, you know, for making time to speak to us.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I can hear. You have to. You have to. Like, see how my energy is. You have to. Ma.
Yeah.
So before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Yes. Let's pray. Our gracious, loving Father, what in heaven, we thank you, Father, for giving us time that we can discuss about your call upon us to the mission. May you, the Holy Spirit, be poured on each one who is listening at this time and me who is presenting, Father, so that we all one day be found in thy kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Ma, this quarter's mission, lesson is actually quite interesting. God's mission, my mission as well. And today we're looking at God's call to mission. You may take us through the Sabbath lesson and the Sunday lesson. I think the Monday as well, right? We'll see how time goes. But you can take us through those two lessons in the meantime, and then we'll see as time how far time takes us.
Yes. Okay, so the two lessons that we have covered, we have seen that the people who are involved in the mission is God the Father himself, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then everyone who has accepted Jesus Christ is also joining the mission. So we are all on one accord with our God. Now, the mission that we are taking out, we have been told that we are taking out the everlasting gospel, which is about Jesus. And, you know, his gospel is love that takes us to God and to our fellow men. Mm. Now, last week we ended up by saying this gospel cannot finish on me, Zanere. Mm. It has to go to someone else. It has to go to someone else. And how do we do it? It's me who has accepted Jesus, who has known about the gospel, who takes it out to make other disciples. And as I'm maybe going to die, those are also going to take that gospel to another level. Our mission is that one day, we are with our God, because that is his mission, that he should be with his people.
Mm.
So you cannot want to be alone. You need to say, my friends, my relatives, my workmates, they all should come to the, they should all, when Jesus comes, we should be together, that we should celebrate it in heaven one day.
Mm.
So the God's call to mission today, Zanere, it is it. He is not calling us to a contract, but he is calling us to a covenant. Mm. The covenant that requires to be faithful, the covenant that requires obedience, the covenant that you cannot say, I am tired. You cannot have an excuse. The reason is we are constrained by the love of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
If we just look at what Jesus did to us, he died for us on the cross to the level of dying.
Mm.
Why should we fear?
Mm.
And that takes us to the memory text for today. It says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So Nella, you have seen that the world now is empowering women.
Yes.
It is giving them the businesses, it's giving them funding, it's giving them what? It's because they want whatever they are promoting to go further.
Mm.
Now, our God is also empowering us here. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says, you will receive the Holy Spirit when he comes upon you. It simply means when we are going out, we are not alone. If I find difficulties, I don't need to face that difficulty.
Yeah.
I need to say, Holy Spirit, deal with this one. And the Holy Spirit is the one who is going to deal with what we are facing that time. Our joining is just to deliver the message. To deliver the message that Jesus died for us, he reconciled us with God again, and that he promised that he is coming again to take us home. And then the Holy Spirit takes over. He convicts the person, and then the person can repent. We can't make anyone repent. It's only the Holy Spirit who makes someone repent. Now, the lesson says here, God can sometimes move us from our comfort zone and make us his witnesses. It doesn't mean if we have not been moved from South Africa. Some of us have been here for ages.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we are not going to evangelize. He says also here, but even if we do not leave our country, God still wants us to reach out to the people around us. And this is why it says from Jerusalem and then to Judea. To Judea can be any extended families. Okay, the neighbors that you are having, but you start from the family, the friends, those who can know your character. Those who you can preach to by your character. Those are the first ones that we need to pass the message first. When we are going out, our relatives, our friends, our neighbors will be witnessing to us to say what she is saying is the truth.
True.
No, we can't leave them. We can't leave them behind. We can't leave them behind. Now, you see that after that Jerusalem, the people, the disciples who were there, they really did what they did. This is why this time you can see all over the world, there is message going up. Out because the disciples took it to where they could have taken it. And from there, each one is also going out with the love of God. And if we love God, it means we ought to love one another.
Okay.
Yes. So as we are in God's calling mission, I've already said you cannot refuse. You cannot say, I'm now tired. It's not because you will not be tired. It's because you will be constrained by the love that you receive from God. Actually, to see what God has done for you, to testify to others, will make you go out. So the first thing is you must see how sweet God is. You know, when you have not tasted sugar, somebody can tell you sugar is sweet. You will not believe. You will not believe. But when somebody gives you sugar and you have tasted, you will tell somebody to say, there is sugar here and it's really sweet. Yeah, so when we have tested God, when we have experienced God, the Holy Spirit has been with us, we will be able to go out in the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I go on Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So moving beyond our comfort zone, we are going to take from Genesis chapter 11, we start verse 1. And it says here, I'm going to read. It says, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And then verse 2, it says, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Verse 3 says, and they said one to another, let us make bricks, bend them thoroughly. And they had bricks and stones and slim, and they made them winter. And they said, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into the heaven. Zanella, you know us to say, when you are speaking the same language, you understand each other better.
True.
And you can plan things better.
True.
So these people, because the whole earth was speaking one language, they could understand. Now, what they could understand each other, they forgot about God. They were looking after their safety, because this was soon after the Noah's flood. So they thought they had forgotten that God said, I am not going to destroy the world with water again. All they were thinking is, this time we are going to beat God. If God wants us, if he wants to bring water, we are going to build a city. We are also going to be very high on high where he is. And God, you know, sometimes as we are saying to say, we take God for granted to say what he is saying might not really happen. And this is what they were saying here, to say, he is saying he's not going to destroy again the water, but in case he destroys the world with water again, it will not find us. We will be on high. And then let me say about the east first, where they were journeying. You remember Cain, after God had confronted him for killing Abel, where did he run to? To the east. And Lot, when he was with Abraham, when Abraham says, Lot, can you choose where you want to be? Where did he choose? He chose to go to the east. So I just want to say, it is dangerous when we move away from God. What we choose is not the right place. What we choose is not the right thing. It is also dangerous to think that we can protect ourselves on our own. We have nothing, Zanere, literally nothing. It is God who approves that today Mrs. Masango and Zanere should leave. Because our life, he is in control with it. He can take it away. He can make us leave. So there is nothing that we can say. We can protect ourselves. And even if we can go higher, I don't know how high they were going to go. So this. I don't know how far they were going to go. So in fact, by the action, they were trying to challenge God to say, whatever you are saying, we will defeat you. This is exactly the character of the devil when he was in heaven. What did he say? I will be on the most high. He wanted to be on that most high. And that was, he brought it to us, and we still have it to say, we can still make it. We can be high. We are lying to ourselves. So it is also dangerous to think that we can defend ourselves. It's better to depend on our God himself. Now, verse 5 is a good verse, because it says, and the Lord came down to see the city. My question was God not seeing them when he was in heaven? He saw what they were doing. He could have acted when he was up there, but he is not acting when he is up. He says to the two, let us go down to the tower. Let us go down. If you read verse 7, it says, let us go down and confuse them. Now, what they thought was going to be a solution, what they thought is a challenge to God, God made, he accomplished with that same thing. He came down and he told them to say, okay, you are now one. he confused the languages and they had to speak, each one speaking another language. Now, what was the purpose that God, they were refusing these people? Mm. They were refusing to be scattered, to fill the earth. Mm. And now God used the same thing they wanted to do, to go against God. And God used the same thing to make them scatter the whole world.
Yep.
You remember when this one wanted to run away from going to Nineveh? Mm. He wanted to go to Tarshish, Jonah. Mm. God used the same transport where Jonah was. Mm. This simply means we cannot run away from God.
Mm.
Can I read this one? The last?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You can continue.
Yeah. I'm reading the last part of Sunday. It mm-hmm. says, though the scripture does not say it explicitly, Ellen G. White says that they did not trust God's promise that he would never destroy the earth with water again. Mm. That's what I have said. And that you can get it from Genesis chapter 9, verse 14 and 15.
Mm.
They intended to build for their own a perceived safety rather than to trust in God, God's word. So what we learn from here is we better not trust on our own knowledge or whatever we have. Because sometimes when we have money, we trust that we can do without God. Sometimes when we have whatever we have, we are in a good houses, we feel we can be protected because of all these messengers, whatever arms we put around. Never. God wants us to trust in him, that he can protect us, he can take us through. Should I go to Monday?
Yes, ma. And before you go there, you know, with that last part that you read there, I'm reminded that, you know, some people that we know, they're saying that God helps those who help themselves, you know, and by that it's a virtue of, because I don't trust that God will do this, therefore I will be helping God in doing all of those things. But before you go, Ma, I believe, okay, fine, we can continue. And then after you are done, we will play. There is a voice note that has come through. We'll play it after you are done with Monday.
Okay. Thank you. So Monday, it says, becoming a blessing to the world, to the whole world. You know, the story which is there is from Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. It's about Abraham.
Mm.
Abraham, you know, he was comfortably staying with the relatives around, where also Lot was. And God appeared to him. He says, Abraham, I want you to move from here. That is moving from the comfort zone. Let me go back a little bit why God came down to disturb the languages. He moved from his comfort zone in heaven. He followed the problem where the problem is. And that's evangelism. We are not expecting people to come to us. We are expected us to go and follow and find these people. This is why God becomes the first evangelist. When he came down, he could have talked in heaven to Adam. Where are you, Adam? What are you doing there? He could have even made solutions that Adam should go back into the Garden of Eden. But no, he says, come out of your comfort zone and then follow where God wants you to follow. Now, there were things that Abraham did. Number one, no questioning. God, where am I going? He didn't. Who is going to be there when he didn't. Whom am I going to find there? Nothing. What am I going to eat? Where am I going to start from? We know this time, you know, when you are waking and God says, leave. You are the first thing you understand yourself to say, what am I going to eat? Where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to be? Because here I was waking. We need to trust God that when God says move from here, go somewhere else, we need to trust him fully. So he went out and he was a good evangelist wherever he was. Now, because we are running through now, here I'm going to read this one. To say, God asks Abraham, whose name his letter be changed to Abraham, to leave his country and his people and go to another land. It was all part of God's plan to use Abraham. So now, we need to pray for what God has planned for us. Mm. Sometimes we just do things without asking God. We need to say every morning, Lord, what is the plan for today?
Mm.
So that He sends the Holy Spirit on us to lead us, to teach us, to direct us.
Mm.
And then we will be able to fulfill the promise that God, I mean the will of God. The promise will be done at the end, but to do the will of God. You know, God, on Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God outlines the whole cosmos, what he is going to do throughout our life. He says to the devil, I will put enmity between you and your seed and her seed. You will bruise you the head, and you will bruise the feet. If you have killed the head, if you have taken out the head, there is nothing can work, even the body itself. Once someone, you cut the head off, someone is dead. A family, if the head of the family, this is for the fathers. If the head of the family is dead, the house is dead. Until when a helper, who is a woman, will stand up helping the one who has fallen, then you will see that this family will stand up. And that's where women sometimes we lack. We look at our husbands who are not saying, let's pray. And then we are also relaxing. Oh, the father has not said we are not praying, so let's sleep. No. The woman who is a helper, God did not limit us. We need to help those who have fallen. Maybe we are even pulling the husband into the kingdom of God. Lastly, now, let me read this one, Zanele. Maybe let before that, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and to us a child was born, and that child lived with us, died for us to save us and redeem us back on the cross, and then he resurrected. Now, He is interceding for us. So we don't need to be afraid of anything.
Yeah.
Because this person was with us. He lived within us. He knows the weaknesses of human beings. He knows what we go through. What do we fear to tell him? Nothing. We tell him and then he intercedes us. Lastly, he promised that he is coming again.
Yeah.
And this is to those who are hearing now. Those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, let them join the mission.
Mm.
Because it's true that Jesus is coming again. It says, from the above text, it is clear that God was going to accomplish the mission made in the Garden of Eden. That's why we are still referring in the Garden of Eden.
Mm.
The Garden of Eden, that's where he promised, that's where he made covenant, that's where why he was creating man. It's because he wanted to be with him.
Mm.
And he made an example by coming down and being with us. Now Jesus is gone. The Holy Spirit is with us.
Mm.
And later on, Jesus, who died for us, is going to come again and take us home.
Mm.
May we be ready for him to come.
Yeah.
All he wants is to join him, that one day we are with him in the heavenly kingdom. Mm. Amen, my dear.
Amen.
Mm.
Ah,
Amen.
What a beautiful delivery there, Ma. And I'm loving how you're saying that this evangelism, it's not just for specific people, but it's for all of us. We saw God doing it himself. So even us, you know, we have to rise up and go out there and evangelize. It said, Ma, and it's yes. The harsh reality that some of us, our family members, do not know of this Christ. In fact, sometimes we even hide the fact that we are Christians. Yes. Whenever we go to family setting meetings because of certain circumstances, but it's just that it's sad. You find that in the whole community, you are the only one. In your whole family, you are the only one. So it's sad. I'm praying that one day all of us will have the courage to stand up and proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Ma, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. May you have yourself a blessed day. And to our listeners at home, that was Uma Masango there joining us to give us that lesson study. I do not know about you, but wow, what a beautiful one that it was there. And yes, she's going to be back on Wednesday so that we may continue the lesson. I do believe that we do have a voice note that has come through. Let us take that.